The man who changed the tune of baseball finally left the stadium yesterday.
George Steinbrenner changed baseball, and as he had to grudgingly admit back in 1993, it changed him.
Everybody says, are you going to change? Are you going to be different? Are you going to be a gentler, kinder George? Well, I don't know that I'm going to be how you're going to be. I don't know how you say that.
Kind or gentle, George Steinbrenner was all business. And in the end, that's how he'll be measured. In the billions.
He changed every rule in the game except the ones on the field. Anyone who counted Steinbrenner out surely lost money.
Goodbye, George. George, goodbye, goodbye.
A goodbye to the Yankees skipper on the ticket.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
We'll be saying our goodbyes to George Steinbrenner a little later on in the program. Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, July 14th.
And let's get to check of the morning news. Four New Orleans police officers could face the death penalty after being charged with gunning down unarmed civilians in the chaotic aftermath of Katrina. It happened on the Danziger Bridge when much of the city was still underwater. The indictments say the officers opened fire on a family that was walking across the bridge to look for food. Four family members were shot. Two were killed. Earlier, we spoke to A.C. Thompson of ProPublica, who helped break this story when police failed to act on the case.
These cases have upset, disturbed, horrified New Orleans citizens for the last 5 years.
And Assistant Attorney General Tom Perez says the indictments show the police can't bend the rules under any circumstances.
This indictment is a continuing reminder that the Constitution and the rule of law do not take a holiday, even after a hurricane.
Two former officers were also charged with obstruction of justice.
BP's plan to choke off its gushing oil well has been put on hold. The company's senior vice president, Kent Wells, says they need to do more analysis before they can begin testing the new containment cap.
It's not simple stuff, and what we don't want to do is speculate around it. And so we'll be very, very factual about it, where we are in the process.
One fact, oil will continue to pour into the Gulf. The White House sent BP a fourth bill for the mess yesterday. This one was for $100 million. Now that he has the 60 votes he needs, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is planning a final vote on the financial overhaul bill tomorrow.
It's still disappointing that you can count on one hand the number of Republicans willing to fix the system that caused the recession.
Some more remnants of that recession. The federal deficit has topped $1 trillion, and there's still 3 months left in the budget year. Yesterday, President Obama tapped a new White House budget chief to tackle the deficit, Jacob Lew.
If there was a Hall of Fame for budget directors, then Jack Lew surely would have earned a place for his service in that role under President Clinton.
Why? Well, Lew is the only federal budget director ever to deliver 3 straight years of surplus, not likely to be repeated, though, under the Obama administration.
No. Possibly. A White House report out this morning says the stimulus bill saved or created up to 3.5 million jobs. That's an increase of nearly 1 million from its last estimate. In Afghanistan, NATO says a car bomb and gunfight at the entrance of Kandahar's police headquarters killed 3 American soldiers and 5 civilians this morning.
GlaxoSmithKline, the company that makes the diabetes drug Avandia, has agreed to pay $460 million to settle lawsuits claiming the drug causes strokes and heart attacks. There are more than 13,000 lawsuits alleging Glaxo hid Avandia's risks. The drought is over for the National League. The NL defeated the American League 3-1 in last night's All-Star game, the first win since 1996. National League manager Charlie Manuel is happy the losing streak is over.
Feels good. Feels real good. I like the way they played. I like the way they pitched.
Manuel says the National League will have home field advantage in this year's World Series. That's how it works. Asian markets are up. European indices down. The futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 10,363. The S&P at 1,095. And the Nasdaq starts trading at 2,242 after a big run-up yesterday. Coming up this morning, a goodbye to George Steinbrenner in a half hour.
And a whole new twist on being caught red-handed. What blood tells us, even the blood from our family members. That's coming up in a moment.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.